today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, yeah, after the second World Series.
After the first, I think. It changed a little
first,
bit.
The passion, when you wait that long, it is exactly the same thing as when a young man in a spirited moment of gymnastics realizes his 12 to 17-year-old quest.
When you have headphones on and you're editing, you don't realize the noises you're making when you're no one else has headphones on.
For example,
crushing that keyboard.
Have some small talk with Oscar, just like you would at lunch.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing, Oscar?
This morning.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, two things in the area of sports. In a moment, we're going to be speaking with Angie Goff, who's down in Houston for the site of the big game. Before we get to the Nats, and I guess it's official, I am just plain a sports fan. I could not tear myself away from that game
really
last night.
You. Good for you.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
You know, I'm a Red Sox fan, but I had to watch the Nats because I know somebody
about
listeners.
You were done winning. I think that's what he said
last
time.
We're getting into it, and it's just it's great baseball. I mean, that's a great if that World Series is like it is. We'll talk to Angie about it, but if it's like it was last night, two things are going to happen. People are going to get ulcers. People are not going to get any sleep whatsoever, and the ratings are going to skyrocket because and I'll be very curious because it's Houston and Washington and not one of the New York LA type series. I'd love to see what the overnights say because I think this is going to be a highly rated World Series just the way it sets up. We'll talk to Angie. I'll get the buzz down there and find out what's going on. On another note, since I moved out of the market, I became totally unaware of things that happen in the market, and so I didn't know that back, earlier in the year, our good friend Steve Buckhantz got completely effed over by the Wizards, and they showed him the door as far as doing the telecast. This is the second time in a few years that I've gotten a guy, one that I didn't know and one I did know, the guy Don Orsillo up in Boston,
right,
who got S-canned because on the whim of some executive that just doesn't like something about the guy, and they play with people like this. 20 plus years doesn't matter in broadcasting, and that's just that's the world we live in, and it's
unfortunate. You know that firsthand, Mike.
Know that firsthand, yeah. and talent certainly is not what the deal
not
is.
Not the driving force anymore,
It's who likes who, it's who you know, it's who's your buddy.
That's
and
right,
that's
Mike.
Kind of, and really the textbook example. At that radio station of 500 things.
Oh, I know. Mean, really, I know.
To be honest with you, it's who you knew, and that's it. That's what it. That's right. The way it rolls. But hang in there at 14. But anyway, getting back to what I wanted to say is that Steve Buckhantz was really a good friend of this show,
yeah,
and the Don and Mike show, and a friend of me personally. And Buck has been in contact with me since this all happened, and because he's just the epitome of a class act, he never mentioned a word.
Never laid it on.
Really?
And he probably assumed I knew. Yes.
You know, of course, we're like consoling and kind and be like, hey, man, I've been
no,
doing
I had no idea. So I didn't know.
Oh.
So I didn't.
So the post I saw yesterday.
I didn't know that he got. The first time I heard about Buckhantz was yesterday when somebody posted the interview that he had, where, believe me, if a sports guy like that comes out and says, I was disappointed, blah, 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 that's as bad as they can get because he wants to get another gig, I'm sure. But it still is really a drag that Ted Leonsis didn't call the guy, you know, with super nice Ted. Steve was not only a pro, but I think Steve was just kind of chill when he worked. And so they canned Phil Chenier, right, after many, many, many moons. And then they bring in, and I see the guy they bring in, who's like 39 years old, who's the perfect, you know, the guy that was the intern. And it's just, it's frustrating because
farmed him up.
When you know, you have other markets where I think the only way these guys survive until they're blown spit bubbles is they have to be icons. You have to be Ernie. Is it Harwell? I think in Detroit.
Anderson.
You have to be.
Not Ernie Anderson. No, Harwell,
no,
I think.
Ernie Anderson. Oh, okay.
I think you're right.
Was that Detroit. Name,
yeah, I think you're right with that. Yeah.
Harry Carey, Chicago, guys that are just iconic. You know, when Frank Herzog got the boot from the Redskins.
Mind-blowing.
Radio cast.
Oh, I remember that. And I was a kid.
Yeah. And
look, I was a little knows, kid, I remember.
Who knows what the deal was with Larry, but I think we can agree. Larry worked his ass off cultivating the relationships behind the scenes that got him that gig. I think that's the way it works.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether, I have no idea, and I'd love to get Buck on the show to give us his story. Because I think that would be really, really interesting just to find out how the whole thing went down. I don't know Steve other than a friend outside of his job, just like I know Tony outside
or
of television.
Us.
My knowledge of those guys.
Because are also an icon.
No, it's because we work with him.
I know. But you're safe because you're an icon.
No.
There are comments occasionally made, and the most revealing. I won't betray the confidence of Tony, but you think a guy gets a job at Good Morning America, everything's sweetness and light. It's
right.
It's broadcasting.
No.
It's crazy. I guess they didn't renew his contract. I guess TV is a little more forthright than radio in that regard, where I had to make my own phone calls to find out. That's the thing that I will never, ever, ever forgive with that situation. All of it, all of the rest of it, I can look at it and go, hey, nice run. They were making a decision. What I will never, ever forgive is the way it was done.
Yes.
The ballless way it was done. And these are people, by the way, who I still consider friends, but I hated the way they did it. That it was just so, you know, what am I going to, you know, what am I going to do? Go into the radio station?
I remember.
With an AK-47? You know? And if I didn't have people like Jack Diamond and Oscar Santana and people that have balls that actually share information with you, you know, at a little risk to themselves.
Sure.
You know, but you
know, just get stitches.
I wouldn't know. Snitches get stitches. I wouldn't know what was going on. So I look at that. I hope that didn't happen. And I'd love to know whether it did or not. And for Steve Buckhantz, just a fun guy. A guy that had a zest for life, and I hope he gets another gig.
You know,
he's a good guy. He's
one
of the good guys.
What speaks so highly of him is he's been around a long time. You've been around a long time. I've actually been around a long time. I've never heard a bad thing about him. I mean, he's a pleasure to work with.
And Steve was a throwback for a while there. It was Glenn Brenner.
Yes.
It was George Michael, and it was Steve Buckhantz.
Yeah.
And they all had that same thing. And if you look now, it's certainly down in our market down here, I'll give you a classic example.
Okay.
On the weekends, on Sunday mornings, I watch the local news in the morning to see what's going on, see if there's anything out there. They will give the weather updated, live person in the studio. They'll give the news, live person in the studio. Then they give the sports.
Right.
And I'm like, how come the playoff game wasn't on? Playoff game result wasn't on because the dude rolls in and tapes it at 11 to be broadcast the following morning. That's how little regard they have for it. And so it's a weird world of sports, and that play-by-play thing when they bumped Don Orsillo, I said, boy, if it can happen to that guy, you know, these are guys that just are such consummate professionals the way they do their job. It's a lot of travel. It's a lot of research. It's knowing the other teams. It's
you got to love the game.
You do.
It's cultivating a relationship with the players. And that's just, I just wanted to say, Steve, sorry that I only found this out yesterday because of a Facebook post, but I will tell you, I wish you nothing but success and the best. And you've had a great 20-plus year run with the Wizards, all the way back to Home Team Sports. Remember that?
Oh, my God, that's right.
And of course, it's NBC that seems to own everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's a bummer. So I wish him the very, very best of luck in moving forward. And of course, he's 64, and that's when they can screw you then without any remorse whatsoever, because they go with a complete youth argument to the powers.
I have a hard time picturing Steve Buckhantz at 64.
Yeah, he's too much of a vital guy.
Vital guy and a youthful face and that great energy and just a great laugher, good guy.
Great guy, loved my shtick. He loved, if there was one human being on the face of the earth who liked my Jack Kent Cook.
Oh, God.
Steve Buckhantz led the cheering squad. And I would say, Steve, if you are listening to me, and you can send this. And by the way, reach out to him today, Rob.
I will.
I'd like to get him on sooner than later. Steve, You were handled miserably by the organization that brought you in after 20 plus years of loyalty, the Ted Leonsis NBC conglomerate kicked you to the curb, and they will see their place in hell, Steve Buchanz, for the way they mistreated you.
Mr. Cook.
I hope he gets a laugh out
Mr.
of that.
Mr. Cook, was it that way
yes,
in the old
days? Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Was it that way in the old days?
No, in the old days, they were simply beheaded in the public square. Only saying that because I watched Catherine the Great between the commercials of the game. So, now on to the big game. Fantastic. Back and forth. These are two teams that are so evenly matched. And even for a person that does not have a passionate rooting interest,
right,
this is baseball at its finest. Crisp moving game, lots of action, not a lot of distractions. It was very cool. It was very cool. And the 20-year-old phenom, it's just Soto. To see a kid that Juan Soto, to see a guy that is that young, and that composed, and if that's the case, sometimes, here you go, Nats fans, listen to this. This is your baseball fan Mike telling you this. Get ready, because a guy like that can take you through a decade. A guy like that can actually take it. He is, not only with the skill set that he has, but if he is that Mr. Clutch, with guys up there throwing 97-mile-an-hour fastballs and 91 sliders, which is... knowing baseball the way I do, it is indescribable just how difficult it can be for a guy that throws almost 100 miles an hour,
right,
a fastball that comes in at your nipples.
Yes.
And then he throws another pitch. It's coming right at your nipples. You're like, well, I'm going to time this one. And then it's like somebody drops it off a porch and the ball just goes straight down. These guys are so talented. You know, you think that it's easy. That it's not. These guys, especially when you watch a guy like Max Scherzer pitch,
right,
he's throwing every inch of his body,
right,
into these pitches, and it still goes into this little square area. I'm reinvigorated with a little baseball. I don't know if I'll stay up all night tonight.
How happy were you with the Fox coverage?
The Fox coverage is fantastic. I think it's great.
I think
it's really steady.
I like the three. They had this graphic. This is the first time I've seen this.
Okay.
Right.
Where they showed not this, like, Fox used to have this gimmick where they would show you the trajectory of the pitches.
Yeah, yeah.
But now they, with this new technology, and if it's been around forever, I'm sorry. I just don't watch baseball enough to know. But to see all the pitches go in at the same time and to see exactly what you're talking about, what a slider.
Oh, the spread
fastball,
of the, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That, 91 miles an hour is his curveball. And by the way, Max Scherzer's got more motor skills than I do, as I just literally dropped an entire half glass of water onto my fat shelf belly.
Was that right here? Is that your slider?
I don't know. Maybe I'm nervous.
This is curveball.
Don't
jinx it, Mike.
No, don't.
It's craziness, but it's just it's fun, and it's I love the person that posted the R.P. McMurphy clip from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, where he just wants to watch the World Series.
Yes.
That motivated me to go watch that game again.
Just watch the ball game.
Mr. McMurphy, we've already taken our vote. What's the actress who plays the nurse?
Nurse Ratched is...
It's not Ellen Burstyn. It's the other one.
Oh, no.
It's
Audrey Hepburn.
It's not Audrey Hepburn.
It's not Audrey Hepburn. She plays the nurse. If you want to see the definition of dead... RBF eyes. Have you ever seen an Oscar? Have you ever seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
No. I've heard about it.
Oh my God, it is fantastic, and it's about
Louise Fletcher.
Louise Fletcher. But I had to use Louise Fletcher and show it to Oscar. It's really that.
Please.
She has the deadest eyes, and she is the nurse on this psych ward.
Yes,
and she runs it. She's obviously just as disturbed as the patients. You've got a young Christopher
Lloyd.
You've got a young Danny DeVito in that.
Wow.
You've got Jack Nicholson playing a crazy. It is a one Academy Award.
It's it's a great
Michael
film.
Douglas movie. And it was really, really fantastic.
Did you know that it was actually purchased by Kirk Douglas and he wanted to play McMurphy, but it took so long to make it, he was too old to play it by the time.
And then Michael Douglas didn't want to do it. He directed it or produced it or something like
producer, that. Producer, I think. Yeah. This is her dead eyes.
Great movie.
Oh, wow.
That's her.
In color.
We've already taken our vote, Mr. McMurphy. And then he goes out and this, the TV, they won't turn the TV on because they've got control over it. So he pretends he's watching.
Mike, you know how I know?
It pisses her off.
You know how I know you're passionate about this and yes. You're in? Is because just the day before, you're like, guys, I've got a six-year-old. I have to be in bed by 9 o'clock.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
You
I know.
Had to have stayed up.
When I saw your
post
come up.
At least 1 o'clock last night.
I'll tell you the drill. I watched the beginning few innings, and then I'm like, no, I can't do this. I'm going to go in and read my book, The Invisible Bridge. I'm going to read this epic that I'm reading, this 700-page book that I'm reading. And so I go in, and then I'm like, okay, I'm tired. And then as I turn the light, I got a reading light, so I won't disturb the queen. And then I'm sitting there with my peepers open. I'm like, oh, let's see, it's about 10:40.
Just look at the score.
Just look at the score.
Shut the door,
that's all you need.
Put my headphones on, pop it on, and then it's just like, okay, here we are. And it's a close enough game and fabulous baseball. So do we have Ms. What's going on?
Ms. Goff is not
producer,
answered.
The production elements.
Yes.
She's calling us.
No,
correct?
No. We're calling her, and she hasn't answered her phone yet. So I suggest we start the show and try after we get through the show.
All right. Let's start the show, and then hopefully we will talk to Angie Goff, and then we will move on with the show. And like all beautiful women, they love to disappoint me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Ugosi, I know you're very busy, but can I have your autograph?
Certainly.
You know which movie of yours I love, Mr. Lugosi? The Invisible Ray. You were great as Karloff's sidekick.
Karloff? Sidekick? F*** you! Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit. That limey sucker can rot in hell for all I care.
What happened?
How dare that bring up Karloff? You think it takes talent to play Frankenstein? It's all makeup and then grunting.
Bella, I agree 100%. Now, Dracula, that's a role that requires talent.
Of course. Dracula requires presence. It's all in the eyes and the voice and the hand.
That's right. That's right. You seem a little agitated. You want to go outside and get some air?
Bullshit. I'm ready now. Roll the camera.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That is a clip from the movie Ed Wood with Johnny Depp playing the character of Willy Wonka. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us all the way from Deerwood, Maryland. Oh, I'm sorry, Durwood. It's Deerwood. Like Durwood Kirby, who was an old actor. Deerwood, Maryland, Clearwater, Kansas, Guffey Hollow, Pennsylvania, Wham! Sutter, Wyoming, Colonial Beach, Virginia. I hear that. Let's go to Tim's River Shore, and then we will go to Colonial Beach.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's go down and have some of them crabs.
Hey, would you like
a beer with them crabs? Do you want a beer? Why don't we go on my boat?
Oh.
Yes. I am worth $10 million. Let's get some of them crabs.
Are you worth $10 million or you're worth $10
million? $10 million. Look at that wake. All right. This program brought to you by FabFitFun. The 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is on sale now. The Fall Box is the perfect way to treat yourself or others while you get yourself ready for autumn with their amazing box of products. FabFitFun takes the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box is customized to your interests, delivered right to your door. This box is full of so many cool things. You got to see it to believe it. Carla and I fight over the exfoliating pads. I want my skin smooth as a baby's bottom.
And you've never looked better.
Yep. I said, get away from me. Get away from me.
Get.
Many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. Carla flips out when the FabFitFun box arrived. It's like Christmas four times a year. She screams, she dances, and such laughter like you wouldn't believe.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, you should see what they put in it now.
Who's he got a clinker?
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, but don't let the Bupkis' dogs get near it. When it comes into your house, if they deliver your FabFitFun box, make sure immediately after it comes in, you shut that door. Otherwise, the Bupkis' dogs are going to come in with their big hound dog ears.
Oh, no.
And then you'll shut the door, and one of them will get trapped in the door, and you'll hear...
When they run through the house, will you yell anything?
Shoo! Bupkis's! FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. No samples of anything. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Welcome to the show. We have Angie.
Not yet. Would you like to hear about our
move on? No.
We move on.
Okay.
We move on now. You effed it up.
Yep.
We move on.
Yes.
That's the way it works. Yep. Producers of the year.
Yes.
There we go. And nothing like when you've got 4 hours of sleep to come in and have that. That's always just a reminder of just how well-oiled certain elements of this program are.
We move on.
Why call before the show and get everything lined up? Why not just wait till we're flying along and have it go like that? Yes, sirree. From somebody who's just down the hallway, wanted to come on our show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it happened, but that's it. That's it. But I'm not going to get mad, even though I'm sleep deprived. Why would I get mad at that?
Get
when we
happy,
sit there,
Mark,
and we do a dance, and because it's not. No, we do not do cartwheels for TV people anymore. That's the way it goes.
We shouldn't do it for anybody.
We shouldn't.
No.
It's true.
What happened with Ms. Goff?
We were confirmed as of last night. We were confirmed.
That last night, how long have you been doing this? It's before the show in the morning. That's when we confirm. If it's last night, things happen. You know what I mean? That's the way it is.
I understand.
It's been like that. My God.
What Mike, this. You know what? Let me take this. You're absolutely right. My assumption was, and this I made an ass of myself, is that our protocol was that we call early before the show to double confirm.
It's when it should be done. That's when it should be done.
And but that's on me. That is on me.
No, it's on me. It was established last night when we spoke that I would text her this morning a reminder. She confirmed last night. Text her this morning a half hour out and gave her 15 minutes out but did not hear back.
Okay, but that's the problem. When you give someone a text out, whether it's Angie, who is our friend,
right,
or anybody else, no, I want to know you're up.
Right.
I want to know you're up. I want to know you're up and you're not on television and you didn't get roped into another broadcast or something else is happening.
So it would have been lovely to talk. But you know what? To be honest with you, I watched the game last night. I watched the end
of it. We're good.
I know that but I have to say, and this is somebody who has been accused of being a fair weather fan before. I have been labeled this. I think maybe with the Washington Capitals, which was just total indignation when I said, how dare you? I am now, as I watch the Nats Astros World Series, I am a casual observer and I can watch from afar. And come on, all of you people that I haven't heard peep one out of you about the Nationals, and suddenly it takes the World Series for you to like change your status and all that. Come on. If you do, at least take a playoff game and do it. You know what I mean? At least do that. Too many people are just now talking about the Nats, and I'm doing it because I'm a broadcaster, and that's my job.
And Mike,
yes.
Look, I'm one of these people, and we've established that I'm a fraud.
You get a pass because you're a broadcaster.
Yeah, but I'm a fraud that's going to
talk
the World
about the
Series.
Big thing.
Yeah.
47, is it still 47% of our audience? Over almost half of our audience is still in the D.C. area, correct?
Oh, 100%,
yeah.
So we have to talk about this. I got crap.
Yeah, but
I did it one time. I didn't mention the big game was coming up that night. I got 20 messages.
I agree. You know? I get on. So I finish Big O and Dukes. The game doesn't end till roughly a little after midnight. Most of the guys leave. Maybe three guys left. I wanted to finish watching the game.
Sure.
And listening to it on the MLB Network feed or on the radio is not the same.
You like the TV presentation.
Because you're already invested and we're watching.
Yeah.
And then
this
is
a long time coming for this city.
You've got,
it's a big deal for
you
the
You also have
the
superstitious side that only comes out when S like this happens. Like, okay, like if they can hold this lead, if none of us leave. If none of us leave, they will hold this lead.
You figured out a way to make it about you.
And then this will work out and they're going to win this one. Even if they split away, it's going to be awesome. I get on the effing road and it was like rush hour traffic.
Yeah, people getting back home to watch the game.
Yeah,
go home and watch.
No, they were finished. They had just finished watching the game wherever they were watching it.
Oh,
this is 66.
Oh, and so they're all going home.
They're
after
all
the game.
Going home.
Yeah, I understand.
I said, "Where's this traffic from?"
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. I woke up this morning at 5:30, and bless my wife, she got up. And I normally will just be sitting there. If I'm having a sleep in, which goes till 5:45 at the very latest, I will normally hear stirring.
Right.
She gets up, I hear, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then she shuts the alarm off. And then the next thing I know, it's 5:50, and my son is saying to me, "Dad, wake up." And I'm like, there's no beer. There's no alcohol.
Right.
There's no nothing. What there was the adrenaline surge, even when I don't have a dog in the fight, of watching athletic competition and then popping over to HBO, which I think is almost strategic. They got this new show called Watchmen on there, and I'm so pumped up after the game, and I'm watching the replay of that or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just to say that I'm with it today. I wasn't with it yesterday, and that's when I went to my my air doctor,
CPAP.
My breathing doctor,
CPAP guy.
So I've got more oxygen being shoved into my fat ass lungs than I've had before. So that's the only thing that saved me today. That's the only thing that I'm with.
Technology.
The only thing that meant that we didn't have to pry you and put you in a box today.
Exactly.
Saved
exactly.
So, right. so, Did you the, have so the there's CPU? A bunch of frauds, but they all want to be part of what hopefully is.
Yeah, it's the human condition.
But I think Oscar has elevated it to a new level, though.
For the bandwagon?
The bandwagon DC fan.
Yeah, but both of you guys aren't sports fans. You're not.
No,
that's true.
You pretend to be,
no.
But you're not. But you've gotten better over the years.
I follow the NASDAQ more than I follow sports.
Yeah,
you should be following the Nats deck.
I am a sports fan.
Thanks.
There is this time of year, there is a... But by the way, I was not a diligent playoff watcher once the Red Sox were eliminated. But I will watch the occasional game. I watch 1 to 2 professional football games a week. We're going to get Maddie to come in just a second.
But you're a sports guy.
You can watch any sport with some sort of interest, even if you're not vested. However, though, you have to admit, your whole the demeanor changed once the Red Sox went all the way.
Well, after the second World Series.
After the first, I think. It changed a little bit.
After the first, the passion, when you wait that long, it is exactly the same thing as when a young man in a spirited moment of gymnastics realizes his 12 to 17-year-old quest to achieve the top of the mountain biologically. And then afterwards, and then he looks over and says, "All right, it's not special anymore." But that's the same thing with the Reds.
Such a romantic.
They got there.
They finally put out.
They finally, it's like the scene where Paul Sorvino walks down the stairs of the courthouse to greet Ray Liotta, the boy playing the young Ray Liotta. "Say you broke your cherry."
Mike, I don't think it's fair to categorize. Our team we're interested because of the broadcasting element as far as the World Series is concerned.
Right.
The drama that is within our world of betting and sports.
Yes.
If you were looking just at the odds as far as if the Nationals were going to win last night's game.
Right.
With the pitcher that was up against them. He was supposed to be unhittable.
They say he's the greatest pitcher on earth right now.
Unhittable.
It is the moment of truth in baseball. Unlike a lot of other sports, it is just so difficult. And ask anybody, they all say the same thing. Hardest thing to do in professional sports is hit a major league fastball. That's the hardest thing. That put that bat on that ball. And so you have guys that just go into this zone. Now, there are sports psychologists out there. There are people that help these guys from high school on when they develop their talent. But it is still something to behold. There's an element of luck unlike any other. There's the human element of the umpire. Baseball is a wonderful sport, and I love to see the game enhanced by a game one like that. And if they're all like that, it's going to be fun. I just hate right now, I'm at the stage where being neither a passionate Nats fan or an Astros fan, there is an element of athletic competition that I think is at a very special level. This could be a very special World Series. So we'll wait and see what happens. I hate blowouts. This is what I hate. And when I don't have a dog in the fight, I hate a blowout. I like to see,
competition,
forth,
right? Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of sports, let's bring the commissioner in.
Oh, because commish!
We'll get it all out of our system, and then we can take our break.
I like it.
Let's bring her in here. Matty Masiello, who has been doing an amazing job as commissioner of our little picks.
If you recall, Mike, we wanted to abbreviate her segment yesterday, and she had a stern no.
Yeah.
Yes, she wanted her time to come in here and talk about it. Now, I have to this day, I have not even reviewed. I don't remember my picks. I don't know where I stand in the competition. So we bring in Matty Roquefort Masiello to discuss cheese. No, to discuss the football picks. Hi, Matty.
Hello.
How are you? A little panic in the back room today with the guests not showing?
A little bit. But you know.
Yeah.
Work
it
together.
Work together. No, don't work against each other. Right. Yes.
Always.
Yes. That's not what I do. I berate.
Maddie said, "Work together," and she looked at me and was like,
"Mike, you don't be great.
I can't see her. That's kind of special. What?
You don't be great. You be great.
I'd be great. Yeah, right. F you. All right. So anyway, I blame
sideways.
Rob. I blame Rob even if he wasn't responsible for getting the guest, just from the history alone. And nobody likes guests more than Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, nobody beats the Wiz.
Actually, you do like guests when we get them, right? I mean, you have a feeling of satisfaction when the guest comes
on.
Yeah,
I like when it works out.
Segment.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do.
DGH. That's what it would be. Because we know Goff so well, he probably got happy and was like, oh, since it'll all work out, Texas good.
I think Buck Ants will be an easy play.
Yeah,
I
that's
do too.
My,
yeah.
That's my I prediction with you. Mm-hmm. All right, Matty, let's go. Let's get to it. Take it away. Week number 7? Was it week 7
yes,
in the
week.
NFL?
Yes.
All right.
Week 7. Can you give her a little more game?
Yep.
Much closer this week. It was looking like an upset. Ooh. But once again, for what I think is the third week in a row, Oscar Santana takes the week with 9-4. Mike and Rob just one game behind, tied at 8-5.
But you know what sucks about that?
I won?
It's my worst kind of week ever.
I really didn't know that. Oh my God.
Lying!
So
lying!
There's no way.
Gotta
Weird.
Be lying. Got to be lying.
Hey, look, I wasn't done alone. I'd like to thank everybody that was involved in my picks, myself.
Hey, you know what my favorite part?
I am a winner.
I have a new favorite part of this week is when yesterday or the day before when Oscar inherently lied and said, oh, I think I had a bad week. Oh, no. And
well, now I'm getting at least 10 games.
Yeah.
You know, it's clearly I got 9 this time.
Matty, I don't expect you to come in with this.
You picked against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any standout upset that Oscar picked?
He picked the Vikings when the two of you picked the Lions, and he also picked the Cardinals when the two of you picked the Giants.
Yeah, and then I picked the Jets against the Patriots, and because I was clearly wrong there.
Because he didn't look, that's why. I can't believe I won!
My love affair with my hometown team, I'm done.
Done?
The Giants. I will be picking coldly without that homer element anymore. The luster's off. They suck. And I'm tired of their Wonder Boy QB from Duke University, good for like 3 turnovers a game now.
What university?
He's too stupid to know that some DB is coming at him at 50 miles an hour, ready to knock his block off.
What university?
Duke. God, that sucks.
I don't.
So what's the
you've
overall?
You've been saying you're done with the Giants all season though.
Well, I watched.
I should have picked the Ravens, and that's my team. I should have picked them. I didn't pick them. You guys picked them.
Oh, that's good, Oscar. Yeah. That's why you didn't win by much.
Man, oh man. So what's the overall now, Maddie?
Overall, Mike, you are at 57 and 46. Rob is at 61 and 42. And Oscar is at 67-36.
Oh, wow!
He's a juggernaut.
He is running away with this.
You know what? This begs a question. What listener is doing his picks for him?
Oh, no. No one's doing that.
Oh, because you've never done your own football research. Ever.
Oh, now you say I'm cheating?
No, I never said you were cheating. I just want to know the process.
No, my process is to sit there and deduce what is probably going to happen in the future. And I say, and then I took a flyer with the Jets, because the Jets had a surprising win the week before. And then I was like, maybe the Patriots, they'll say, we got this in the bag because the Jets stink.
Hi, Oscar, it's me. Make sure you pick against Lions.
You think I've got a tout? No, all these games were so close.
I need a tout.
They were so close.
I need a tout, and I'm tired of like matching. I hate the way we shot them all out at the same time.
You don't like the agreement?
What, the process?
No, look, the process is the process.
Trust the process.
Yeah. You are, I'd be happy too,
Oscar, if I were you. Yeah.
I mean, you're so far in front of me. I mean, God, I don't want to pull
Is it 11 games?
10 games.
Mike, that's easy to pull off. You could catch that in 2 weeks.
Bull dookie.
No, you could.
It is not.
He did.
All right.
We've got so much in front of us.
Well, I mean, a lot of these games have been a little lopsided. It's going to get tougher. It's going to get tougher.
Games that I, like the Cards game, that was back and forth, back, like could have lost that one easily.
You better look for me tomorrow and coming in armed with info. I am going to do my research during my non-times when I'm passing out of my easy chair today, struggling to maintain consciousness with like 2.5 hours of sleep.
Mike, what you should do is dream about the NFL. Then the answers will come to you.
Right. And you know what? My problem here is that I've got to not do it in a lazy, formulaic way. I have to spend some time. So let's see what happens here.
Just one tip.
Yeah, Mike, take a tip from a winner.
10 games in front of me, you can give me any tip you want.
I think almost by week 3, you had tipped your hand and said that you always look at the home team advantage. If there's a home team advantage, where they are.
Right.
Don't focus on that.
All right. And also, I appreciate that, too. Yeah.
I know from the past that of what little research I've done, the home team advantage is usually figured into the point spread already to the tune of 3 points.
Well, somebody did a little extra research.
I've known this for some time.
That's a pretty decent piece of knowledge there. Yep. I know what I'm up against. I know what I'm up against now. Both of you. I'm coming to play. All right, Maddie, anything else?
Well, I have an idea because I think we should incentivize the weekly games that go beyond money.
Yes.
So.
I'm ready to hear what you propose.
Couple ideas, and you can choose between the two of them. Either the winner can pick after both of the losers of the week shout their answers out.
Oh, so this speaks directly to what you were just saying, Mike, that you don't like.
Yes, it wouldn't all be at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
One.
Or the winner can pick one of the losers' picks for the week.
Ooh. So that means this week, Oscar could pick one of Mike's games.
Or yours.
Or mine, because it was a tie.
You were also a loser.
That's right.
Maddie?
Yes, Mike?
Let me get back to you on that.
Okay.
Just an idea.
I like where your head's at.
I like that you're thinking.
Yes.
I like that you're thinking, Buffalo. I like that. That's terrific. That's good stuff. We have to take a break. That's good. And tomorrow, Nikki Diamond will be here, and we'll see what happens. But I am just devastated. I am devastated by these results this week. I have to do something dramatic. Call in Jonah Hill, all right, with Brad Pitt.
Moneyball.
That's a different sport. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Allison, did you know that you can ask your Amazon Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show?
Seriously? Yeah. That's awesome. What do I have to say?
It's simple. Just say, Alexa, please, 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 with a cherry on top, I'm begging you, please, play the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now playing the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, did you have to sound that desperate, though?
Oh, I didn't think it sounded desperate.
I thought it was quite polite. Sweet even.
Alexa, are you seeing anyone at the moment?
My creator Jeff for a while, but I'm single now, hot stuff.
What is this even a commercial for?
To tell our listeners that the Mike O'Mara Show is just an Alexa ask away. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen to some wisdom from Cornerstone. Predicting the future ain't easy, but when it comes to the housing market, there are a few indicators and trends that can give you a fairly good idea of where things are headed. For example, a chief economist recently said that he believes the housing market is entering a golden period. And I quote, I've got personal information on that down here.
Really?
I'm watching a lot of houses that were on the market and now they ain't because they got sold.
Yeah.
Says here, we're in a very special environment for housing demand. For the first time since World War II, we have mortgage rates below 4%. While at the same time, the unemployment rate is below 4%. That's a golden period. That will stimulate activity, and we expect sub 4% mortgage rates and sub 4% unemployment rate through at least the end of 2020. That's according to this economist. You don't want to be left out in this golden period. Home appreciation is up, and tappable home equity is at an all-time high. Rates are at record lows, and with Cornerstone's offer to meet or beat any competitor, the golden period is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, pay off credit cards, student or car loans, or do home improvement. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Mark, you might be hearing from me soon.
Hey.
Dial 202-625-1221 or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. That's Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. I talk about the school system down here and how my son is very, very happy. Two things of note. Number one, at the beginning of the year, we went to the open house to meet the teacher for my son, and she was out to here, pregnant, and then she had her assistant
twins?
Who was going to take the class. I really don't know.
Oh. Identical sure. triplets.
I think one baby.
I don't know if you asked these questions, if it's politically correct these days.
Big win for daddy. I walk into the school and I see two very competent teachers and one who's been with Michael for the whole school year. And I see the other lady who's getting ready to take a leave, said she was going to take her leave in October.
Mm-hmm.
I think she took her leave like a week later. And as soon as that happened, I leaned over to my wife. I said, she's not coming back. I said, well, she's what? I said, well, the whole thing is I've seen this before.
It's a setup.
I know how this goes. This
has been set up.
Yesterday, the announcement, she will be gone till the end of the year. So she's not coming back. I looked at my wife. I said, who knows these things? Who knows these things? Here's the good news. The lady that took over. Fantastic.
That's cool.
Love her. Michael loves her. She's a great teacher. So everything is fine. However, the transportation situation down here, to quote my dear friend, Mr. Eric Bones Bickle, is a show. It is a big show. It sucks. And I have now, through the modern technology, I have this wonderful app on my phone that says, it's the Where's the Bus app.
Yeah,
that's what it is. And I'm looking at this thing and it's got the number and it shows inactive until he fires up the old yellow transportation vehicle. And then it goes active. And that's usually when we roll out of the house and drive over to the bus stop.
Do you get push notifications? Does it send alarms? Or do you have to like
look in
and watch it?
No, it is a slow moving, poorly tracking app that I think it updates every 60 seconds.
I have a good name for it.
It's old technology.
I have a good name for it. We have Waze. We could call this Lays.
Lays.
Because it's lazy.
Where you will get 5.6 miles and then suddenly 3.8 miles. Mm. You're like, go. Because
of
it's just, it would appear that the bus went 1 mile an hour out of the parking lot. And then Hans effing Solo got onto the bus and pressed a button and it went.
See the stars moving towards you?
But today, irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because the bus is inactive. By the way, the drill in our house, Carly gets up at 5:30. I get up at 5:30 usually, sometimes a little bit later, walk Sir P in the bed outside to do his business. And
just be glad that's not your nickname.
Oh no, he's mad at her.
He's mad at her for some reason.
Yeah.
No.
He didn't get a treat today after he came in.
Literally pissed.
Literally.
He's been. Yeah. He's in a weird behavior mode. Not sure. Not going to worry about it. But Then 6:30-ish, usually the bus goes active. I take Michael to the bus stop by 6:40. Usually he's picked up and I'm coming back. And when,
is that the prescribed pickup time? If they, like, if this was a pre-app world, like he's going to school in the 80s.
6:39.
That's way early. That's very early.
He has picked him up at exactly 6:39. Let me see how many times. Never.
Oh.
Never.
Has he ever been early?
In the morning?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No, that's saved for the end of the day. But it's not dramatic. Like when he's supposed to be picked, dropped off at 2:55, and sometimes he'll be dropped off at 2:40. So it's a really, really wonderful, efficient
15
way
minutes?
It's nuts. It's not. It is so inconsistent. It is so crappy. As good as I like the school, the transportation situation down here is badass. I welcome those of you that have suffered through the same type of thing. I guess it's, I don't know where the weak link is. I don't know what it
is. I hope that if someone's listening right now has maybe a son who's six as well.
Right.
And the passion you're showing for this, like I'm actually jealous of Small Mike because I remember being a kid like, and this bus thing happening all the time and being, by the way, standing there with like three Haitian kids, two Haitian twins, and their cousin that maybe was in town for the year.
Haitian or Asian?
Haitian.
Okay, it helps me paint the picture.
And being like, oh, maybe we missed it. Yeah. And then kind of looking at each other like, no, our little watches, our Casio watches that we had, because you didn't have a phone, means that we didn't miss it because there was other kids around us. And then we'd have to like walk to, like you would see a pack of kids walk to one kid's nice watch, Mike. Talk to one Casio watch.
It's Casio. Thank you, Walmart.
And we'd all trundle into their kitchen. Because he had a parent that was home.
Right,
right.
And then we'd say, hey, Mrs. So-and-so didn't show up. And then it'd be like, oh, let me figure, call the school. Like, it would be, we wouldn't get there till lunchtime.
And I can totally relate because it was, for me, I was the only kid at my stop.
You were one of one.
One of one.
Oh, that's so lonely.
When you thought, and I can remember days when there was snow on the ground and it was not close. It was not close to the house. It wasn't a pickup out front. I had to walk to the main drag. And I'm thinking, did I blow this? I couldn't have blown this. He's coming, right? He's coming. Gotta be coming. Terrible. I didn't blow this.
It's so bad.
And then
it's
seeing, and I would see buses go by. Because, you know, you'd see, my pickup was on Route 123 in Vienna. And I hate that town. And
that's
I could see a main drag,
too. Yeah. For those of you who don't know D.C., that's a main drag.
I could see way down and then see, Yella.
Yella's wagon's here.
Yeah. Is that bus 81? Is it 81?
No. You remember the number.
It was 246, those pig effers. And then was it 297? And then you start seeing bus numbers that you don't see every day. Like, that's 892? I don't know that bus. Where's 81?
You can't believe I'm 60 and still dealing with this right now.
I know,
but
right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, but you
but
care.
But it's horrifying.
You care. But we have options, too. You know, we have options. So it's like, she's going out. She's got to be at her class at 9 o'clock. I got this show to tape at 9 o'clock. We can take him over there to go through the process of drop off.
Oi.
No.
You know, God. I mean, it's just like we wonder what the deal is. You know, shouldn't the standards be the same for transportation as they are in the schools? You know,
when
somebody told me this comes down to pay.
Yeah.
This comes down. Yeah. They can't lure quality people. But I don't buy that because this guy, when he's on it, I'd love to get the story. He's always complaining about the quality of the bus.
Mike.
He's always saying the bus is going to break down.
So as a kid, I would walk to school for the majority of my elementary school years.
Because it will break down
because it was like half a mile away, probably good for you. Then they renovated the school, so we had to now take a bus.
Right.
And then I remember when my parents put me into private school. God bless them. I said, there's no bus to take me, like I'm, 14?
Yeah.
And she said, it's the Y8. Metro. You've been riding it your entire life. And
Metro at 14.
Yeah, well, Metro since I was a kid to go to the orthodontist.
Bless you, Mike. God bless you.
She said the school didn't have a bus that my dad wouldn't pay for the bus to come my way.
Oh, that was like an upsell?
Yeah, that was an upsell. So I had to go and take the effing Metro.
Wow.
To Metro Bus.
Sweaty nickels?
Yeah, sweaty. Well, no, and at that point, you're like a kid, but you're living this, that latchkey life coming back from the orthodontist.
Yeah.
When you're a freshman, you feel like an adult because you're getting up there, had a little blazer.
Did it empower you or did you hate it?
It empowered me because it's like I'm doing this since I was a kid. Now I'm commuting to work. So I would be at the bus stop at 14 in my little uniform.
Commuting to
and
work?
And I wasn't like, I didn't have a growth
spurt.
So
you would
I'm
have to
tall.
Take a Metro to the bus
Metro
stop?
Bus. Metro bus.
Metro a Metro bus to your
school,
regular
to school,
school.
To school.
Oh, actually to school.
To school. Every morning.
How close was the drop-off to the school? Because the Metro bus couldn't go on property.
No, but the school was in a major drag. And so okay. so was our townhouse development.
All right.
But it wasn't bad. But I'd be standing there with like businessmen, women, and I was always looking around like, I wonder what they're doing today.
Did you, did
a lot
you
of
ever
smokers,
get anybody?
A lot of smokers.
Did you ever get anybody look at you sadly and just say, poor little boy?
No, they just, I feel at that point they are so distraught that the Y8 is running a little late, because if you think people get pissed when school buses are late,
right.
when the bus is late, yes. There's an effing problem.
Yeah.
There's an effing problem, like the city bus.
We'll see what happens this afternoon, because pick up, another adventure. We'll see what happens with the little guy, but that's sad.
You care, though. Yeah. This is important to you.
We have a couple of options. Mrs. O'Mara and I have a couple of options. You know, what about the people that don't? You know what happened? You know, the people that don't, okay, this is a 6:40 pickup. You know what time they got picked up? Like 8:40. That's when they got picked up.
Oh my God.
That's when they got picked up. That's literally when my wife got a text where somebody's like, oh, by the way,
and this is run by the county. This is not some sort of private firm. This is government funded transportation.
Well, it's run by the mafia.
Run by the mafia.
You know that's not true because if it was the mob, it'd be run right.
Yeah, be run efficiently. Yeah. The Miami mob. Yeah, all right. We'll take a break. Rob, do you want to talk about your apple or do you want to talk about your daughter?
I'm talking about my daughter, I think, because it's a little upsetting.
College drama coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm not aware of too many things.
Hello, this is your president. I was elected by you.
Good.
If you're hearing me now, you're listening to TMOS. Funny. But what if you want to see me? You can't. Sad. Because you don't watch radio. Sounds. But Mike Pence recently told me that you can watch this radio show. Surprise! Just go to YouTube and search Mike O'Mara Show Covfefe. Then you can subscribe and watch the show every day with old Mike, bald Rob, and creepy Oscar. Distrustful. Also, Pony and Maddie Afterthought. Sad. TMOS on YouTube. I would watch it, but I'm too busy eating meals at my White House. American fast food. It's the fastest and the greatest, and it's the funnest, winningest, successfulest, tallest, wettest, shiniest food in the planet. So remember, YouTube, it's on a computer, also on my tweet thing. Just put a taco salad in my pocket, and God bless America.
Sad.
When I laugh that much, I'm not laughing at me, I'm laughing at him. Rob Spiewak wrote that. That is so funny. You can write for Donald Trump like nobody can write for Donald Trump.
Thank you.
I request sometime before Christmas, I'd love me another one of those. Those are fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos.
Yes.
You all know that TMOS is gearing up to celebrate our 10th anniversary, but you know that Zappos turns 20 this year. Have you been to Zappos and seen the amazing bargains you can get on that website?
The best.
Incredible. Happy birthday, Zappos. 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. We are excited to continue our thriving partnership with Zappos, and we celebrate it with our return to Las Vegas for our 10th anniversary hosted by our friends at Zappos. Our partnership is built on listener support. So whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere, basically, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. Do that for us. I would consider that a personal favor, and you will save money in the process. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner, as Paul and Christine would say. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thanks to Zappos.com. There's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos. See you in Vegas. And now on to the you said a little college drama.
Drama, yeah.
With your it's been smooth sailing with your daughter since she... you know, way back when she was in high school and she lied about the internet.
No, she was in elementary school when she did that.
Yesterday. That was elementary school?
Oh my God.
Boy, that clock.
Julia Jellybean.
First of all, I have to say I remain extraordinarily proud of her. Thank you, Oscar. It's a lovely memory.
It's funny.
And sometimes
he does have that memory, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He remembers all these things. Can't remember to look at a clock, but
it's so perfect,
Jellybean though, is right in the front of his head.
That like brought it all together at the end. That was funny.
So right. I have to start by saying I remain extraordinarily proud of her. She has always been a great, great source of pride, especially academically. VCU is, believe it or not, when I went, if you had money, they let you in essentially. Mm-hmm. But it is now the second best art school in America. And the fact that she got in there based on her portfolio is a real source of pride for me. And that she's doing
That's
well.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Doing well with her roommates, doing well with classes. But she also is, as we go back to the word jelly bean, she can manipulate a little bit.
Oh, really?
So Carrie gets a different story from her than I do. And I text her at most every day, and it's usually, love you, miss you, what's going on? She says, doing great. I organized everyone in my suite to get flu shots so we don't get sick. I said, oh, that's really cool.
I'm like, what an industrious young lady.
Yes, she didn't want to get sick, so she got...
Are you considered an easier mark than Carrie when Julia's giving you info?
Probably not, because happened is Julia is... very positive when we speak and when we text. And when she came home, she gave me a glowing report of what was going on. Okay. That was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. But I do know that one of her best friends of our supper club family, the Chubbucks, their oldest daughter, Jillian, is going to Appalachian State University in North Carolina. And Julia has, to hear it from Carrie's perspective, not doing as well making friends. She's not maybe as outgoing or as involved as she might be. So she's been on some weekends taking the bus to Appalachian State to visit with Jillian. And then,
normal.
And then also Jillian has come up and spent some time there. And the thing is she's having such a good time when she's at Appalachian State, which, by the way, couldn't be any more different than VCU. It is in the mountains. It is gorgeous and tranquil.
Well aware.
Very, very scenic.
The faculty there, they're mountain people, right?
That's right. They're very famous, Mike. They have a program in sports medicine and cider.
We're fixing to move these chars around here in a circle. Welcome to Appalachian State.
No, it's a perfectly good school.
It's a good school.
Accredited.
But
it's not- I like you my favorite. I almost transferred there from Marist College.
Where you were roommates with Bill O'Reilly.
I didn't like their core courses. I wasn't interested in finding moss. Selling moss 101.
Well, the thing is their core course is actually about apple cores. It is a core course.
Are there high-level trail courses?
Exactly. Right. And they
I like moonshine. I like moonshine in America. That was one of the that I like.
One of the only places when you go to the bookstore to buy merchandise, you can get a hoodie made of moss. It's beautiful.
A moss hoodie.
Moss hoodie.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But anyhow.
Is the stadium still referred to there as the Holler?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. All right. Enough with the Appalachia jokes. Okay. We're done.
I had to cut down so many trees. What stump are you sitting on?
Their mascot is a jug.
The fighting jugs.
Well, that's their marching band. It's a jug band.
The jug band, yeah. All right, so she's going to Appalachian State. And she likes that better than VCU.
She loved because VCU, she's in the middle of the city. I mean, it is really, it is a urban campus. And so she has said to Carrie, she would like, this is what, half a semester into her college career, she would like to think about considering transferring to Appalachian State.
Oh,
and when that was brought to me, I said, no, because everything she has done leading up to her college career was to get into an art school, to do graphic design, to be ahead of the curve like this. So she has not come to me with this. But when she does, and if she does, if this is based on the fact that she wants to see a mountain and have a friend, not thick enough. Because she has really landed herself in a situation that will really set her up for success in the field she's chosen, and she ain't going to get that at Appalachian State.
When did this all go down?
Over the past week or so, week and a half.
Have you made contact yet?
I have not talked to her about it. I'm still waiting to see if she's going to come to me with it, and I'm waiting to see if it's sort of...
Just like Angie Goff.
Sort of some sort of ploy. Thank you, Oscar. 3, 4, 5. I'm waiting to see how she is going to approach me with it, or if she is, and I'm not going to let her do it. It's just her...
Well, you ought to do that. You ought to nip it in the butt.
Because unless she can come up with something stronger.
Time for some bud nipping.
Yeah. Boo!
Right.
But unless she can come up with something stronger than the fact she likes the campus better, I can't let this happen.
Well, look, all freshmen skits out a little bit. I did. I called my parents and told them I wasn't college material after I went to the class with Dr. D.A. Dredden, who was talking about the Vor Socratica and in 98-degree weather was wearing a blue blazer with gray flannels and a tie pin. And I said, this ain't me, man. I'm not college material. I remember, I saw my father like probably hooving on a Kent cigarette. Going, hang in there, you'll be all right. Yeah.
You always paint your father like he's Fred DeCordova.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Jesus Christ. Mary, can I get another Birkenberry, please?
I was talking to a neighbor who had his son go to college this year, and we came upon this revelation, which is that college is about half to 60% what you learn there, but the other part of it is learning to be away from home.
Growing up.
It is a growing up course. It's a 4-year course and being away. And this is, if that is what this course is for her, she's screwing it up because she needs to make the wiser decision.
Or is she going through, I guess, the progressions that you would as a freshman?
Could be.
Because and I'll tell you this. So you were so close to home for VCU. You could come home when you wanted to.
No, I couldn't though because I had a job.
Okay, so you had a job.
Yeah.
I guess the only comparison from when I was away at school and then I'd come back for Thanksgiving break or winter break.
Right.
I knew like the kids that were like further away from home or didn't come home or couldn't come home.
Right.
You could tell they were different. You could tell that they like had like they were becoming these other people, like younger or more mature adults.
Did you have kids that chose to not go home?
They would
choose to stay at school.
Yeah. So yes, I couldn't get that.
I couldn't understand that for a million years.
Yeah, I would, and also the friend at another school. I went through that with both daughters. I think more with Elizabeth that she would go to JMU on the weekends for a while.
Right.
And but they, you know, that they had the sister thing happening where Elizabeth was there when Catherine was there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Not that they interacted as much as you would think, but just having that there, it's a tough time.
Support
system.
It is, and I think that she ultimately will do just fine. She always has. She's wise beyond her years. But it does. The drama for me is very internal because I don't want to let her know A, how much I miss her because I don't want to bum her out down there, and also, I want her to know that what she's doing is quite normal, but she has to make the right decision ultimately.
Cough if you think that perhaps there is the outside possibility that this is being made to be more than it should be. Thank you. Right, take a break.
Well done.
I have a little bit of...
you like the way I handled that?
I have a little manipulation caught in my throat.
Did I? I handled that pretty well. That's good. Get in the car and drive down to Richmond this weekend.
Get in the car!
Hey, bumpkins. Well, good though. Will you keep us posted on that?
Absolutely.
Let us know.
Absolutely.
You should stay there. You're absolutely right. You know, do they have an art program at Appalachian State?
Yeah, but you draw with a piece of charcoal on a shovel.
We'll take a break. Very good. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hey, this guy.
Cousin from Bishop's in town from the old country for the holidays. And he don't speak any English so well. So I told him to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's an hour of uncensored entertainment so he can learn phrases like, it's your passport to the ass part. So like Cousin Fabrizio, head over to the MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on the Bonus Show banner. Now let's head back to our main man, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Paulie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everyone is unique, which makes it tough when everything you shop for looks the same. But hold on a second. Zazzle. Remember that name. You can Zazzle. Customize anything and everything. I got a bunch of Donald Trump golf balls at Zazzle.
Yes.
Just with his head on them.
True story.
I gave them to all the Republicans I play golf with. That's true. And they're all like, ee-hee, ee-hee, ee-hee.
They say, hey, new golf balls. Happy. Yeah.
Just go to Zazzle.com, choose from hundreds of products, customize, you're done. Use Zazzle for wedding party planning. They have the best save-the-date cards, invitations, banners, decorations, everything. Business cards.
Yes, everything.
Mrs. O'Mara is using Zazzle to start her business. For gift-giving, Zazzle rocks. The holidays are coming up. You can get customized gifts for everyone on your list. Customized designs from popular brands like Frozen 2, Disney, Harry Potter, Sesame Street. You know, you'll not be able to find them in any store. All right? The Today Show, Good Morning America, and most importantly, your guy right here, Mike O'Mara. We all love Zazzle. You will too. Go to Zazzle.com/TMOS and receive 20% off site-wide now through December 31st. That's Zazzle.com/TMOS for 20% off site-wide. Remember, Zazzle.com/TMOS. And we thank our brand new great friends at Zazzle.
News.
News.
There are. Is that me? Wow. Did you hear that?
Yeah, there was a stutter.
Weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me play it again. Oh. Something's afoot with the audio chain. There are the celebrities whose names are most likely to land you on websites carrying virus or malware if you search for them. The number one celebrity always seems to be random. And this year is no different. Would you like the, I'm going to give you the top nine, because number 10, I didn't recognize.
Okay.
So
okay.
I just, you know, number nine, these are celebrities. If you search for them, they could give you a virus. Nicki Minaj, number 9.
Yes.
Lil Wayne, number 8. Number 7, Jackie Chan.
Really?
Well.
Number 6, Jimmy Fallon.
See? Jerk.
Number 5, Lupita Nyong'o. Great actress. Number 4, Anna Kendrick. I like her commercials, by the way. I think she's wonderful. Number 3, Sophie Turner. That's Ooh. Sansa Stark from Game of Thrones.
Right.
Number 2, another night show host, James Corden. And at number 1, Alexis Bledel. Who's Alexis Bledel?
Who Does is Alexis Bledel? Well, let me look real quick.
I don't know. But if you
totally
search...
random, but be aware of those.
If you're Googling James Corden, you deserve a virus.
Hey, amen. I'm fat. Like Mike and Rob.
Yes. he always looks apologetic that he's even there.
Like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell a joke now. I'm sorry.
Look how small my jacket is.
It's tiny jacket.
All right. It's great to be Oprah. Oprah Winfrey surprised Morehouse College with a $13 million donation
a
few weeks ago.
Apologize. She played Rory Gilmore. She's probably most famous for that role.
One of the Gilmore Girls?
Yeah. American actress, Alexis Bledel. And her role is Rory.
Sound like John Travolta.
Rory Gilmore.
The awards.
Yeah. If you saw her, you know her.
And
now you have
a virus.
Yeah, exactly. Good for you.
Oprah Winfrey surprised Morehouse. She gave $13 million to the school. The charity didn't end there. Oprah was visiting the school earlier this month, and her car was driving through campus. A freshman saw her and whipped out his phone to record the moment. He leaned in for a selfie and said, quote, "Hey, Oprah." And she joked, quote, "Hey, that's me. That's me in your cracked phone." this is kind of cool. If I had the bucks, I'd do it too. Because I'm sure she told an assistant to do it.
Right.
Less than 2 weeks later, he got a surprise. A brand new iPhone from Oprah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's great.
It came with a personal note that said, quote, "We can't have you out here viewing the world through a cracked screen or a cracked cover. The new camera you're going to love for sure." That's
neat.
That's cool. You
what
know,
a nice touch.
Oprah should come to Podcast Village and buy Rob Ford a new space bar.
Has he got bad computer issues?
The problem is he edits like he hates his computer.
He's an aggressive editor.
And his space bar is in pieces.
It shakes the table. Like in Jurassic Park, when you look at the water, it does that when he hits the space bar. It's crazy.
I like him.
Well, no, he is.
He's wonderful.
But when you have headphones on and you're editing,
yes.
And he just loves to do it on his computer. He can do it at a station, but he loves his computer.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting at the table. You don't realize the noises you're making when you're no one else has headphones on.
For example,
he's
have a little
crushing that keyboard.
Have some small talk with Oscar, just like you would at lunch.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing, Oscar?
So this morning.
Really?
Yes. Oh.
We're like, are you still?
And then sometimes if it's like a really fast edit, you'll get. Yes. And it is just
it's efficient.
The part of the sound landscape.
Introduce him to Oprah, and I love you, Rofo. I'm not saying anything bad because you still scare me. Tootie, Blair, Natalie, and Joe from The Facts of Life. You were talking about them yesterday. They're getting back together for a Lifetime Christmas movie. Now, did you say they were getting back together for a reunion or?
Well, the actresses are being reunited. I don't know the specs on the movie at
this
all.
This is a Christmas movie. Unfortunately, it's not a Facts of Life reunion. Kim Fields, Lisa Welchel, Mindy Cohn, and Nancy McKeon will star in You Light Up My Christmas.
Hmm.
It's about a woman played by Fields who returns to her hometown to bring holiday festivity back. It's going to be hard to see those four back together without Rob's favorite actress, Charlotte Ray, who played their house mother, Mrs. Garrett.
Edna Garrett.
Edna Garrett on the Facts of Life. But there's an ice skating rink named after her in the movie.
Do you know how old Edna Garrett is? Do you know she was on the show Car 54, Where Are You?
Jeez.
Charlotte Ray's been old forever.
Well, she's not old anymore.
No, now she's in a box.
Oh, Rob.
There's an ice skating rink named after her in the movie. I don't know if it's like Mrs. Garrett's
no,
ice skating
rink. No, it's actually
Charlotte Ray. Ray
it's
Ray.
Not. I know what the name is. It's called Dead Ice Skating Rink.
Oh, God. Fields.
The coldest
Kim
ice.
Kim Fields.
Cold as ice.
Kim Fields, you're as old as ice.
Ice.
Fields says, quote, it's been amazing to work together again and have the ladies' input on their characters from their wardrobe to names, as well as provide fun inside jokes for fans. So that'll be a nice little escape.
I will still watch, and I still think Joe is kind of hot.
Okay, very good. Well, you enjoy that.
Thank you.
There's a haunted house in Summertown, Tennessee called McCamey Manor, and it may be the world's scariest haunted house. If you make it through, you get a $20,000 prize, but no one has ever made it through.
Oh, my God.
Why is it so scary? Here's why. It uses hypnotism to play mind games with people, or more accurately, to psychologically torture them. And it messes with them so much that they all wind up saying the phrase to get out. You really don't want to do this. That's the phrase. If you're interested in trying, you need to sign a 40-page waiver, complete a physical, pass a drug test, prove you have medical insurance, and pass a background check. Wow, what the hell are they doing in there?
Happy Halloween.
Enjoy 20 Jesus. Grand if you make it all the way through.
Wow.
And so they're going to do anything not to let you make it all the way through.
Terrorize you.
It's really horrifying.
I want video.
Video.
If you participate in this holiday, you almost certainly will get fired, and you might even get arrested. But I brought it to the table because I'm down there and you're up there. And I'm not sure saying, but the internet says it's a holiday, will hold up in court. Apparently, today is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
I'm going to move a little further from Oscar. That's okay.
There's no word on whether anyone's ever actually taken advantage of the holiday as a chance to slap a coworker. But if you're hearing it here, you're hearing it on other outlets too.
Sure.
So maybe there'll be a follow-up story.
I saw Allison hit Steve Shenavy this morning on Channel 5.
Channel 5. That's awesome. Did Angie ever call back?
I just heard from her. She texted that she did not realize the time difference and had her phone on Do Not Disturb because she had a rather late night.
Well, she did. Okay.
And she offers to join us tomorrow so we can discuss that.
That would be wonderful. Okay very good. And now a little something, something. So what was the first indication this guy was using counterfeit money? This is great. A woman named Alexis Brown from Scranton, Pennsylvania, made plans last week to sell her iPhone 6S to someone for $100. And when she met the guy, he handed her a roll of bills. The roll was made up of two $1 bills, a $10 bill, and a fake $1 million bill.
Oh.
Well, there's no such thing as a real $1 million bill.
It's $1 million and $12.
Yeah, so saying fake $1 million bill is kind of redundant. Anyway, when she confronted him about the fake bill, he punched her and took off running. The cops are trying to track him down. Cops have also set up roadblocks and a perimeter around Stupidville.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Here's your $12, lady.
Thank you. He got his 6S. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back.
He was Oprah's assistant. He was buying it for our guy.
Yeah, send it to that college student. We'll be right back, everybody.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, what's the matter, sugar bumps? Why are you so blue? Is it because your once lush backyard is gone and has been replaced by a dangerous crevasse? That sucks. At least there aren't pumas in that crevasse. That's an old Smothers Brothers bit.
Look at those pumas.
There's pumas in the crevices. Well, cheer up, Charlie. If you hate that hole, here's a hole you can love. The TMOS bonus show brings you a whole lot of fun.
There you go.
Hey,
there
see?
You go.
With a whole cast of characters you can depend on. Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, Newman. Pony. It's a can't-miss, commercial-free, unscripted, unrestricted, no-holes-barred, 6-episode of TMOS. Just click the banner on our website. You get access to the whole schmear. You're going to love it. And you'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport to the ass-port. You're not saying it anymore? Are you not saying passport to the ass-port?
I'm distracted that there's a cursor right next to your face.
Oh, you know what? That's why. Because I hit the table when I was being Rob Ford.
When you were doing your method act.
That's right. Exactly. I apologize, Oscar.
I just want to make sure that's clear.
Don't curse at the cursor any longer.
No, I didn't want to yell at anybody. Right.
The TMOS bonus show brought to you by the Jack Benny Program. Sunday nights at 7:30 on CBS. Spend the evening with Jack and his co-stars, Don Wilson, Dennis Day, Mary Livingston, and Eddie Rochester Anderson. Don't miss this week's show when Jack goes Christmas shopping and runs into some trouble. Special guests, Frank Nelson and Mel Blanc. The Jack Benny Program brought to you by Lucky Strike Cigarettes. Remember, LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, and JBCIN, Jack Benny, canceled in 1977. Get bent. Now let's open up the audio. It's a weird show.
Do you know who Frank Nelson is?
A weird show, yes.
Frank Nelson is the guy that would go, yes.
Yes, Mr. Benny.
And I feel that his name should be thrown out because he is
remembered and celebrated.
He's a funny, funny man. Mike,
have you ever done a deep dive on Jack Benny?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What's your opinion?
I think that he is an amazing template for modern comedy because he was the first person to not be scared of quiet. He would
take a long look.
I mean, if
I
not for Jack
that
Benny.
Was the guy who did the Benny Hill show.
No, that would be Benny Hill.
Oh.
Jack. If I'll say this, if not for Jack Benny, there's no Johnny Carson.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, I like Jack Benny. Okay. Right. Mike, a new feature on the show. And I know when you like when we keep it fresh. This is the Alabama Fan of the Week.
Oh, this is great.
I actually talked to Rob before the show.
I was going to text Rob this morning because we both get some of the same stuff. And I said, you got to say, this is a lady that's getting busted. She's getting arrested.
Drunk and disorderly at an Alabama
game. She's a college student, college graduate, after the football game, going to see the Crimson Tide.
Right.
And she's a graduate, right? She's not a student.
I believe she is a graduate, but you know.
She's a recent graduate, obviously, because she's young and she's attractive.
She's being cuffed, you know, with her arms behind her.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
And she's grinding against the police officer.
Hold on. Please. Let me set it up a little bit more. So the cop has her like near a wall or plate glass window. Her front is to the window, and the cop is literally in back of her, very close, working the handcuffs, getting her handcuffed, and then she decides that she's going to give him a little grindy grind.
Exactly.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
You know, it's amazing. He never answers whether or not he likes it.
So
so it's vague.
I have to a correction, because I didn't know that was an Alabama fan.
Okay.
I just saw that last night. I literally was like, oh, this is interesting.
It's a bad girl.
I also...
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I also
be a very
thought,
good girl.
That now there's a it looks like there's a GoFundMe that's helping her.
She started sure her own Venmo. She started her own.
There you go.
Not that I
you
did a deep dive at 60 years old. Horny Mike O'Mara.
I love this.
Yeah, she does.
So you can Venmo her money, right?
Yes.
Yeah. She Venmo her money, and she's probably going to get it because of this, because she did this so well.
Oh, to the yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
She has a very particular way she says yeah.
Yes, she
certain
does.
Case. Right?
One more time.
Please.
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
That has been the Mike O'Mara Show Alabama Fan of the Week. Roll Tide. Maybe just once more.
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You like that? Yeah.
This I know. She has
arrested.
An unfortunate lot in life, but not as unfortunate as the British lady who calls herself Lisa Graves, who had a minor stroke when giving birth, but the only side effect was it gave her the hiccups. She's had the hiccups for 12 years. And I think you're going to enjoy. We used to call that old guy Charlie something that had the hiccups for 50 years.
Poor guy had to eat his food. Everything had to be liquefied.
Right.
He couldn't take solid food.
But his hiccups were like quiet. These are very distinctive hiccups.
Hi, I'm Lisa Graves, and I've had the hiccups for 12 years. Started when I was pregnant. Just thought it was a random hiccup. On a day-to-day basis, they don't particularly affect me. I think that's mostly because I'm very used to them. I make a point of warning people about them so that it doesn't make them jump.
Do you need my phone for a little?
Some can be quiet, some can be really loud, make a lot of people jump. It mostly gets compared to if you accidentally stand on a dog. Just embrace it. I'm definitely at that point now after so long. Don't let it affect you. Don't be embarrassed by it. Poor don't thing. Worry about other people's reactions. Just embrace it.
So we
poor
wish
thing,
her the
I
best.
Feel bad for her.
She could said, never sneak up on someone.
No.
And she just sounds like such a normal lady.
And she has to warn people when she meets them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Why doesn't just like she, in the Joker.
Why doesn't she sound like this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stop it. Stop it.
No.
We all have our demons. That's your magic audio phone. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
Wrap out of that.
We did. Maybe
it.
Play
we
it tomorrow,
get
too.
Here.
Who knows?
Okay, yeah, I'll be around for a while. Anyway, Roll Tide. Hey, everybody, the Yak Shack. We'll do the Yak Shack tomorrow.
Okay.
Your Yaks. We got a lot of good ones this week, and you can send Rob a card or letter anytime with two Bs. Rob with two Bs at MikeOmeraShow.com. And thank you. Tomorrow on the show, we will have Nikki Diamond and the NFL football picks. And, of course, hopefully, Angie Goff will join us tomorrow from Houston, Texas, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Will you pass judgment on one of Maddie's new incentivizing ideas for the football pool?
Mañana.
Yeah, there's a chance I might.
I'd love
anyway, that. Anyway, we'll take our hiatus now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new one for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. And, of course, NFL Commissioner Massey Mazziello. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Into left center field, Robles is there, and the Nationals take game one.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
I warned you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Be kind, people. Be kind. Can you do that for me, please? Thank you.